Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.
The miracle of compounding returns is overwhelmed by the tyranny of compounding costs. I could almost hear the words rising from the final resting place of Jack Vogel, who is the founder of Vanguard, the pioneer of index investing, and he really changed the world when the news broke last week that 10X has agreed to buy Core Shares to create a 31 billion rand full service indexing behemoth in the country. It's a major consolidation in South Africa's index tracking market. 10X Investments, which was recently acquired by Old Mutual Private Equity, announced that it's going to purchase 100% of Core Shares, which is another index fund powerhouse, and it counts RMI, OUTsurance and Grindrod as major shareholders. The combined business is going to have, as I said, 31 billion rands in assets under management. Gareth Stobe, MD and founder of Core Shares, is on the line. Stobes, welcome. Chapeau. It looks like a great deal for both brands. And having launched the Core Shares brand some 7 years ago now, I mean, you were actually born out of Grindrod Bank almost 11 years ago now, it could be 12, but the actual brand is only about 7 years old, isn't it? This must be a proud moment for you. Just tell me how the deal came into being.
Thanks, Michael. Well, if you look at the 10X business and the Core Shares business, we're very alike in many respects, but also not alike in other respects. So let me explain where the two businesses have followed a very similar journey. So Core Shares was originally set up to be a contemporary passive asset manager, focusing on the different trends in the indexing market. So looking at ETFs, different types of index portfolios that we run as collective investment schemes, and then we run segregated accounts for clients too. And we've typically offered those products to a whole broad range of different types of clients, multi-managers, financial advisors, stockbrokers who are using those ETFs in their portfolios and so forth. And we've spoken to those different types of clients. 10X is very similar from a point of view that, also a passive business, challenger brand, very client-centric in terms of how it thinks about the market, and also focused on the passive market. But their product set is quite different in that when they got going, which is a few years before us, they had a very singular focus to help clients reach retirement using low-cost passive funds. So when they approached the market, they looked specifically to the umbrella fund industry and encouraged employers to bring their corporate pension funds onto the umbrella fund and use these low-cost tools, and then more recently over the last few years have also offered that product to direct investors, to individual investors who can, you know, take out an RA with 10X and enjoy the benefits of investing in a passive environment, passive fund over the long term. So where the transaction is very synergistic is that, you know, we've got very complementary product sets. We've been speaking to different markets about essentially the same investment philosophy. And in an industry where scale is hugely important, an opportunity has arisen to combine our scale and also combine some of, you know, the know-how and so forth that resides in the respective firms.
Obviously a big opportunity, as you've just painted there, in a country where money flowing into passive investment remains lower than the global average. Around, I think, 8% of South Africa's savings are invested in so-called mutual funds. Only 2% of institutional investors' money from pensions funds goes into index funds here in South Africa. So there's obviously potential growth. But that said, there's also a reason that the number is still so low, given that index investing has been around for years. We know the asset consultants are close to the funds and to the big institutions as well. There is a degree of kind of old school time network here. There's lots of entrenched vested interests. How do you intend on breaking that? How do you intend on 5Xing your assets under management, which I see is your goal, to 150 billion?
Well, I'm not sure who coined the phrase, that saying slowly, slowly, and then suddenly. I think what we have seen in the passive market is that there has been slow but very sure adoption of passive investing in South Africa. And I think, you know, I've been quick to thank the media on this note, Michael, because, you know, the press have been very good about assisting passive firms with, you know, the rationale for investing in an index fund and the various merits to it, because I think at the end of the day, it is very pro-client, pro-consumer as far as we're concerned. And what we have seen in South Africa is that the market share has started to grow. Yes, it still lags kind of the global share of market, but that's also the opportunity. So if we were to say, okay, our market share in the collective investment scheme industry is, say, 7-8%, what would it mean for the industry if we were more like 20%, which is closer to where, you know, the industry is in other mature markets. Mm. So that's definitely the opportunity to be a major leader in the passive space as that market share continues to build, and we're confident that it will. If I look at this from a client's perspective, I mean, what does this mean for you know, our clients and 10X's clients and hopefully future clients? Well, it enables us to, as I say, combine forces and have greater breadth and depth on both sides in terms of the types of products that we're offering. It bolsters our personnel, obviously, within the firms, and with that, our ability to service clients, our ability to invest in technology, our ability to implement best practice in terms of ESG, you know, environmental, social, and governance standards, which is becoming, you know, critically important in investments. So it just allows us more headspace, you know, more expansive thinking around most things, and that should play out in terms of being, you know, very client attentive hopefully good for business all around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, thank you for that doffing of the cap to the media. The reason we like passive or so-called index tracking type products or investing is because it is low cost, and we know the stats that very few active managers actually beat their benchmark. And I think for the longest time in South Africa, savers have been sold down the river, sold products with very high upfront commissions by financial advisors that probably not as independent as they should be, and so these products go out there and they get sold, and there's an incentive to sell them because of these commissions. The challenge for you as an industry is to break through that, is to find a route to market, and it is slowly catch a monkey, I guess, in order to scale 5x, you must surely have some innovative cards up your sleeves in terms of route to market. Can you just share a little bit of your thinking here?
Yes, well, the interesting thing about passive is that, you know, the growth of passive globally has happened at the same time where, you know, the advice market and how financial services firms price their products has become much more transparent. So, you know, if you were to sit down with your financial advisor today, it would be very clear, or it should be very clear, how much the product is costing, you know, whether that's, you know, a simple index fund or what Alan Gray might be charging on a particular fund, how much the administration is costing, so how much does it cost to have your money pooled on a Lisp investment platform and to have all the admin running smoothly, so the admin component, and then what does the advice component cost, so and that advice component is very valuable as well. And all of those components have a place, but they should be ring-fenced, and one should be able to look at them sort of as individual parts. And once you're able to break down that picture into the individual parts, then the cost of the product part and the cost of that product needs to be competitive. Well, certainly we would, you know, that's how we're competing, is on the product leg, where we want to show cost leadership, but also no, you know, you're buying a product that's well priced, but also a product that, you know, as you say, more often than not outperforms. Mm. So it should, in theory, become, you know, a bigger kind of way for advisors even to incorporate within their portfolios, because they reduce the product part of that value chain, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it certainly does. And clearly, you want to be targeting some of the institutional money out there. You think of pension funds and other large institutions as well. Plans to bolster potentially your empowerment credentials here, which no doubt will be a question that's raised?
Yes, I think it's critical for you know, our markets and given our history, that, you know, it's important for all asset managers to embrace that change and to ensure that they're suitably structured for that part of the market. We haven't got any immediate plans that we can share, but it's certainly part of the strategic thinking.
And then around the brand, the CoreShares brand, the 10X brands are, I think, recognizable in their own right. How do you envisage the brands evolving together to better reflect this new ambition?
Well, certainly from a CoreShares perspective, as you say, we've invested in our brand, and it's a well-liked brand in the market. But the reality is that the 10X brand is probably the larger brand. Because they've had a direct-to-customer sort of focus over the last few years, it's been important for them to have quite an expansive approach to marketing their brand. So the thinking would be longer term for the CoreShares brand to fade away and for 10X to be the remaining brand. And I think they've done a good job. I think, you know, as I say, if you're sitting in one of our brand, you know, creative sessions, what the brands stand for is very similar. So I think the brand essence is going to carry through most importantly around, as I say, being a challenger brand, being contemporary, client-centric, those sort of things.
All those things that we love and have served both brands extremely well. Do you know Toby van Heerden, who stepped into the shoes vacated by Steve and Nathan a short while back?
We don't share a long history, to be honest. I met him shortly after he had joined the 10X board from 91. But the one thing's clear is that Toby understands asset management incredibly well. He's got a long and successful track record in the industry. And he shares my excitement and passion for building, you know, a successful passive business in our market. And critically, one that's independent. So, you know, there are already a handful of larger passive firms in South Africa that have gathered market share, but a few of them are tied to large distribution houses, whereas we'll be completely independent. And I think that is an important aspect because it means that
critically,
you know, we can pitch for business across the spectrum and be judged on our merits the whole time, which I think is important.
And then what do you see your role evolving into, Gareth?
So I'll be looking after the intermediated market, so all of the advisors, stockbrokers, multi-managers that currently use our products. We're going to have a larger product set now that we'll be able to take to that market, so that'll be my focus area. 10X historically has been known as a brand that hasn't worked well with intermediaries in the past or hasn't focused on intermediaries in the past. In other words, they've gone very directly to corporate pension funds, very directly to individuals. Whereas we want to shift that and be completely open for business across the spectrum now. Whether, you know, those are 10X products or CoreShares products, obviously our combined product sets will be taken to market, and that's what I'll be focusing on.
Exciting times, and as I said right up front, chapeau, a great deal, synergies abound, and lots of hard work lies ahead. Certainly the mutual fund industry or the collective investment schemes industry as we know it in South Africa has been built in a sense, as Jack Vogel said, on witchcraft. Well, that's certainly set to end with 10X and CoreShares bringing the light of index science to bear on some of those dark arts. You're listening to Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.